Welcome to the sixth day of this challenge. You're so close to finishing. How are you feeling? Are you motivated to keep going? Are you hopeful that this setback won't last forever? Can you see a light at the end of the tunnel? Possible you've already started to move through your setback. You might already be making new steps forward again. If this is the case, great work. I know you can do it. Keep going and don't look back. It's also possible that you have listened carefully to each day of this challenge, but you're still feeling stuck. If this is the case, don't despair. You will make it there eventually. Let's assess what might be happening. Let's consider possible barriers that could be holding you back. The first possible barrier is that you're being too hard on yourself. You're beating yourself up for being in a setback. Instead of approaching yourself with love and compassion, you're living in self-hatred. Each time you have a setback, you fall into a guilt or shame spiral. This only increases your anxiety. It's also possible you're being too hard on yourself by pushing yourself out of your safe zone too quickly. You might be too quickly approaching situations that trigger your anxiety. You're going from 0 to 100 without any steps in between. And this is leading to setbacks that are difficult to overcome. If you're pushing yourself too hard, the answer is always self-compassion. You don't have to do things perfectly the first time. It's okay if recovery takes time. For many people, it's important to step out of the safe zone in increments instead of all at once. Allow yourself time and give yourself compassion as you move through this setback. You're doing a great job. Remind yourself of that in the same way you would a good friend who is going through the same thing. Another possible barrier is that you aren't being persistent enough. Some people don't struggle with pushing too hard, rather they struggle with not pushing hard enough. Maybe you only use the strategies you've learned when you feel like it. Maybe you've taken a lot of time to listen and read about the strategies, but you only half-heartedly put them into practice. The protective side of yourself tends to win more often than not. If you're not being persistent enough, know that recovery is possible, but you have to put in the work. You have to diffuse and allow every anxious thought. You have to learn to sit in the discomfort and push outside your safe zone. You have to approach uncomfortable situations and reassure your protective self over and over again. Which of these barriers can you relate to? Does one seem more like you than the other? It's important to identify your own personal barrier to recovery. One great way to do this is to enlist the help of someone you trust. Think of a trustworthy family member, friend, mentor, counselor, or other significant person in your life. Ask that person to sit down with you to discuss how your recovery is going. Ask them what they see in you. It might be something you can't see in yourself. Do they see you giving up too easily? Do they see you being too hard on yourself? Ask for a really honest assessment. Enlist the help of this person in your recovery today. They may be the missing link you need. Allow them to support and encourage you. Confide in them when things are hard, and ask for their help when you need it. They can be there for you when you want to give up. They can speak words of truth when you're believing the lies anxiety tells you. If there is no one in your life who can play that role, you could also find a Dare buddy in our private Facebook group, and you both could track and support each other's move towards recovery. Let me finish by reminding you to keep practicing the basics. Keep focusing on your successes. Keep educating your protective self. Know that you have everything you need to overcome this setback. Allow the setback to happen, and very soon you'll wake up one morning and realize it's past. You'll wake up one morning and notice that you are once again making massive strides forward.